B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This is so random, but I'm excited to watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary that's coming out on Netflix. And then on the other side of the fence, there's another documentary series coming out called McMillions. And it's about, you know, like the Monopoly game that McDonald's always does?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like on their fries? Apparently between, and you know, it's funny because I used to always be like, I'm sure there's a way that somebody could probably rig this game. But it was just something I thought. I never thought that they actually did it. Apparently that whole game was rigged. Nobody had a chance of winning. And it was, I'm trying to figure out. So apparently there was a guy in charge who was of the company that was making the game pieces apparently or something. And he was stealing them and giving them to other people to cash in.
He was selling them.
Yes. That is, I mean, the guy's a scumbag, but that's brilliant. Think about it.
I used to always think when they would do that, like, why people didn't create, like, back then it was what, like MySpace? Why people didn't create pages for McDonald's Monopoly, and anytime somebody would get one half of the piece, they would say, hey, I got this piece. And then the person who would have the other piece would say, hey, I got the other piece. Let's get together and we'll split the money. I used to always wonder that. Like, if you that create the page, and anybody who would collect these pieces would just post what you have, and then you could privately message them and say, hey, I got the other one. Let's go halves.
I could see you getting caught up in some weird conspiracy like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just, every time the Monopoly would come out, I would always try and figure out, like, damn, how can you, like, figure this out?
Yeah.
It's a nationwide contest. There's got to be a way to, like, collaborate with other people.
If that was now, that would probably be somebody that you would be friends with. Maybe not like friends like, this is my buddy Paul, but you know how you're in that Encore random group?
Yes.
You're in that, you're in the, Melissa's in the group of, what's the one about the women who look for guys that cheat?
Oh, is that your man, sis?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I could see you getting together and being like, oh, my friend from this group.
Yes.
You know, asked me if I wanted to take part in this little,
illegal venture.
Yeah. No, you would never use the words illegal to us.
No.
She would try and play it off to us like it was like a legit thing. Right. She'd be like, no, he just said that if whenever I go to McDonald's just to do this and I'm going to get some money from it.
I mean, you're right though, because I mean, now with social media, stuff like that would be so much easier to fix and rig.
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't think that they did it anymore, but I guess they still do. The Monopoly game.
Yeah, and there's somebody right now trying to figure out how to.
Well, now they got to be one step ahead. You got to do an even better job now.
Listen, all I gotta say is, if you're somebody who takes part in that and trying to scam or rig a situation like that, for your own financial benefit, and you're looking for somebody that you may or may not be able to trust, depending on the situation, hit up Melissa.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.